This past legislative session was very successful. We had three key pieces of legislation that was moved through and signed off by Governor Cuomo that we've already seen great returns on, particularly with Lauren's Law. Now, Lauren's Law actually was enacted a few years ago, and it was updated and improved just this past year to that requires the section on the DMV forms to be filled out by a person who's there, you know, filling out their driver's license or ID information. In previous years, that section about organ donation on those DMV forms was optional. People didn't have to check a box. Now it's a required section where someone would have to check, yes, I'd like to register as an organ donor, or skip this question. And Lauren's Law was due to sunset this coming year in 2017, but it was passed where the law will be extended through 2020. And as I said, this particular bill has really improved our registry rates, and within the first few months of it being fully enacted, an additional 50,000 New Yorkers joined the registry, which is really quite impressive. The other important pieces of legislation that were passed is on the New York State Health Benefit Exchange forms, where people can enroll in their health insurance. There will be a section on that form added as well in the very near future that, again, will allow people to register as an organ donor and join the New York State Donate Life Registry. So there's another portal, as we call it, another place where people can register their intentions to donate. And finally, the third piece of legislation that is coming about in February, actually, it'll be formally enacted February 14th of 2017, will allow 16 and 17-year-olds to express their intent to donate. So in years past, when young drivers have gone to the DMV to get their driver's permit, they weren't allowed to register as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. You had to be age 18 or older in order to do that. Well, now in New York State, coming in February, 16 and 17-year-olds can register their intent versus a consent, where it's their intention that that's something they would want to do. Heaven forbid something happened to that young adult and they were passed away or were critically seriously injured and in a hospital, their parents or legal guardians would actually have the final decision on whether to donate or not.